News story being talked about this morning. Might have heard, I think, CBS at 7 o'clock made a reference. The U.S. captioning company for TV has released a top 10 list of this year's most mispronounced words.
Oh, a few of those out there.
Yeah. Again, compiled, it says here, by the U.S. captioning company, which captions and subtitles real-time events on TV and in courtrooms. The list released yesterday identifies the words that proved most challenging for news readers and people on television to pronounce this year. You notice that they said television, because we know, Dave, you never mispronounce a word.
I'm not going to go there.
As a radio news reader.
Oh, it can happen.
Radio, we are perfect.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Television, mm-hmm. No, they screw up all the time. Actually, if they were to release a list of the words that I mispronounce, just give them the dictionary, because I pretty much everywhere I screw
they
up.
They screw up more on their crawls than they do on their pronunciations, I think. Although, I can't believe the number of anchors that I hear that can't pronounce their R's. I hear a lot.
Oh, really?
A lot of it. I hear a lot of it on TV.
And we know, in our particular business, sometimes it's that W that screws up a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's so simple. Yeah, the letter U. Double,
yeah.
U.
Double U.
Double U.
Double U. Let's see. So here are the and this was apparently broken down by a senior linguist at Babbel. You know, the company that has all the language opportunities.
You mean Babel?
Yeah. So here's the breakdown, and I'll do my best. But again, this is a list from the commonly most spoken words from 2020. And this could be people or places, things like that. Anthony Fauci is on the list. You know, people that had to learn how to say his name.
A lot of people say Fauci. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, when he first started, I remember when he came out, it was like, you know, again, going back to, remember when he was first, mm-hmm. this all, mm-hmm. who knew of Anthony Fauci before the pandemic?
Mm-hmm.
No
right.
disrespect, Anthony, doctor, but, you know.
Yeah.
See, I just call him BTS. You know that South Korean boy band?
Oh.
But it does stand for something. Bangtan Sonyeondan. That's the actual name of BTS. That's why they call him BTS.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can opt for that BTS in a minute.
which translates as a group of bulletproof boys. Okay.
All right.
Oh, remember this one? Remember the hurricane? Isaias, remember? Everyone thought it was ICS or something like that, but it says here Isaias was the name of that hurricane.
Yeah, it was pronounced so many different ways.
Yep, but that's officially here. But it says Isaias is the way it was supposed to be said. Ah, yes. Kamala Harris.
Oh, yeah. Kamala.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Think the
comma.
Kamala.
We heard Kamala, I think.
Yeah,
Kamala.
Yeah, was right. Another. Yep, yeah. Yep. But, yeah, so. Well, you'll appreciate this one from Sports, Pat.
All right.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo.
The Greek basketball player.
Yes.
That's why they call him the Greek freak, because it's easier to say that.
Just say Giannis.
But, which, you know, was tough in the first place, and then he went out and played well and was named the MVP.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Then you're forced to use it, yes.
Yeah, he had no choice to use it. This is an interesting one. I don't recall why he'd be on this list here, but apparently it says here, because his name came up as the subject of a viral meme on social media, people had to learn how to say Leonardo da Vinci.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
That's so common. Yeah.
I don't recall whatever the meme was, but again, this is according to the U.S. captioning company of the list of the top 10 mispronounced words and things like that.
How could you mispronounce that?
I don't know. I mean, a bunch of kids know how to say Leonardo just from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, right.
They're okay with that.
Maybe they say Da Vinci.
Well, maybe that's
Da Vinci.
It. Boy, I'm not going to get close to this one. The full name of that wildlife park operator that became known from the Netflix documentary Tiger King, Mahamayavi Bhagavantanalo. See,
okay.
The nice thing about that, though, is at some point that even if you're pronouncing it wrong, nobody knows it.
Right.
But, oh,
yes,
well,
yes.
Must be that's the way it's pronounced. Here's another one. Because it played a central role in the presidential election, people learned that it is Nevada, not Nevada.
Yeah,
Nevada.
Nevada.
Nevada. Yeah. Nevada. Right.
In fact, I remember learning that in the 2008 presidential race.
Oh,
I think
really?
Michelle Obama, she kept on saying Nevada, and the people in the crowd were correcting her.
Oh, really?
Nevada, Nevada. Yeah, so that's when I was like, oh, because I think back then I was even saying Nevada.
I'm trying to think.
I really do.
I might interchange. Sometimes it's interchange. You know, mm-hmm. Sometimes you're saying Nevada, sometimes you're saying Nevada.
Yep.
You say potato? Never mind. let's see. Oh, the name given by Elon Musk to his firstborn child, remember? XII. It was letter X and two I's. And he was like, what is that? Yeah, that's
12.
How you say it, XII. That was it.
Great name.
Yeah, well, memorable, sure. And because... And he wasn't the only one, but because President Trump famously mispronounced it, Yosemite.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yes. Right.
The national park. Yeah,
apparently he's never heard of Yosemite Sam.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
Again, for kids that watch cartoons, everyone knew how to say Yosemite because of Yosemite.
Right.
So there you go. Again, from the U.S. captioning company, the top 10. I thought to myself, now this is an interesting list. Now, we could have one more localized. Because there are certainly words around here and names and...
You mean Tittabawassee?
Thank you. Right, that's first on my list. Tittabawassee Road. Of course, and you have one up in your way. Well, Kosciuszko.
Kosciuszko, yes.
Good luck on saying Kosciuszko.
Kosciuszko, yes. Yeah. 22nd Street.
this one trips up a lot of people new to the area. Tripped up me, of course. Buena Vista.
Buena Vista, oh, yes. Right. That got
yes,
me.
Yeah.
Not Buena Vista, it's Buena Vista.
Buena, we've heard so many different people are new to the area.
Well, and we reside, our studios do. How many times have you heard people say Carrollton instead of Carrollton?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Okay. Well, where you live, it's Alma.
Yeah, not Alma.
Not Alma.
Alma.
It's Alma.
Alma.
Alma. Yeah, kind of like Nevada, Nevada.
Right.
Yeah.
Just think of the lady's name, Alma.
Boy, we know, especially from a national basis, whenever people talk about the Mackinac Bridge.
Oh, yes.
Or Mackinac Island.
Mm-hmm.
We know better than that. More localized, and it's perhaps because people, I think they see these names and they're like, am I supposed to say that? It's not hard to say, but people, I think, sometimes say, am I supposed to say Frankenlust?
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Frankenlust, okay. Or... Gratiot, the road, because, you know, Gratiot Road. Okay.
Or as Siri used to call it, Gratiot.
That's what some people say, you see that.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, much rather say Gratiot than... anyway, I'm sure there are more.
Oh, there are a couple. Quantico-C.
Oh, thank you.
Kukulin.
Yeah, see?
Can't forget Kukulin. And Pinconning.
Yeah.
Sometimes people get a hard time getting that one in, right?
There's just all kinds of different things, so it could... doesn't necessarily have to be...
And then there's the Uper names.
Oh.
Sorry, but I need to refer to that. Dave, do we still have that book here, you know, with all the pronunciations
yeah, we still
for all
have one
the
around here,
towns
Michigan
up
Place
there.
Name Guide? Sure.
Yeah,
we still have it around somewhere. Every now and then I have to pull it out when someone new comes along.
Yep.